March Up Country by David Weber and John Ringo. Chapter 1.
His Royal Highness Prince Roger Amir Sergei Alexander Shang McClintock.
Prince Roger maintained his habitual slightly bored smile as he padded through the door, then stopped and glanced around the room as he shot the cuffs of his shirt and adjusted his cravat. Both were made from Diablo spider silk, the softest and sleekest material in the galaxy. Since it was protected by giant acid-spitting spiders, it was also the most expensive. For his part, Amos Stevens paid as little attention as possible to the young fop he had so grandly announced. The child was a disgrace to the honorable name of his mother's family. A cravat was bad enough, and the brightly patterned brocade jacket, more appropriate for a bordello than a meeting with the Empress of Man, was worse. But the hair! Stevens had served 20 years in Her Majesty's Navy before entering the Palace Service Corps. The only difference between his years in the Navy and his years in the Palace was the way his close-cropped curls had shifted from midnight black to silver. The mere sight of the butt-length golden hair of the farcical dandy Empress Alexandra's younger son had become always drove the old butler absolutely mad. The Empress's office was remarkably small and spare, with a broad desk no larger than that of a middle-level manager in any of the star-spanning corporations of Earth. The appointments were simple but elegant, the chairs sensible but elaborately handcrafted and covered in exquisite hand-stitching. Most of the pictures were old master originals. The one exception was the most famous. The Empress in Waiting was a painting from life of Miranda McClintock during the Dagger years, and the artist, Traxler, had captured his subject perfectly. Her eyes were open and smiling, showing the world the image of an ingenuous Terran subject, a loyal upholder of the Dagger Lords. In other words, a filthy collaborator. But if you stared at the painting long enough, a chill crept over your skin and the eyes slowly changed to the eyes of a predator. Roger spared the painting one bare glance, then looked away. All of the McClintocks lived under the shadow of the old Biddy, long dead though she was. As the merest and least satisfactory slip of that lineage, he had all the shadows he could stand. Alexandra the Seventh, Empress of Man, regarded her youngest child through half-slitted eyes. The carefully metered bite of Stephen's ironic announcement had apparently gone over the prince's head completely. Roger certainly didn't seem affected by the old spacer's disdain in the slightest. Unlike her flamboyant son, Empress Alexandra wore a blue suit of such understated elegance that it must have cost as much as a small starship. Now she leaned back in her float chair and propped her cheek on her hand, wondering for the 100th time if this was the right decision. But there were 1,000 other decisions awaiting her, all of them vital, and she had spent all the time she intended to on this one.